Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. Do you ever have one of those days where it starts off really promising? You get up at a decent hour and you actually do some yoga right away. You eat your food. You've made yourself some great breakfast. Things are looking up. You feel positive, just really optimistic about the day. And then one thing goes wrong, and it's like a domino effect of badness where everything that could topple does. I call that the bag of dicks day. I call it the bag of dicks day because it's like the universe just took this massive bag of dicks and threw it at your face, right at your face. See, it has to be at your face, okay? It can't just be at you. It has to be at your face because you need to feel the full indignity of having a giant bag of dicks just thrown at your face. I mean, can you imagine that? Just getting hit, just slapped in the face by dicks. It's terrible, right? I mean, that's the only way to describe this no good, terrible, very bad day. Yes, I did just allude to a picture book, a children's book about my bag of dicks day. That's the children's version, right? What is it? Harold and the no good I always say Harold because of the purple crayon. Malcolm, what's his name? That kid who has a no good, very bad day, like everything goes wrong. So I feel like that book sets us up. It was a really Gen X book. The people who grew up reading that book, I think, got set up for the bag of dicks day. And I think that's why millennials crumble every time something goes wrong, because they're not used to the bag of dicks. I feel like that's the litmus test, right? Like, how many dicks can someone hold in a bag? It's a test of your resilience and your fortitude. Like, today's bag of dicks was so heavy, and there was just so many dicks coming at me. And, you know, at first I was just like, okay, all right, you know, getting hit once in the face by one dick is bad enough, but you know, when they all come crashing down on you and they're just all dicks, just dick after dick after, I wish you could see my hand signals. Maybe I should be making, this should have been a YouTube video. Yeah, then we could have like an animation. That would be great, right? Is that allowed on YouTube? Yeah, you can have like a bag of animated dicks falling onto somebody's face, right? I mean, this is YouTube. You can have whatever you want. I love old Gen Xers. They are the most chill people. They're like, bag of dicks? What else are you going to get from life? Oh, when my dad sent me out of the house, he handed me a bag of dicks and said, son, go off and throw this at somebody's face. You know, you want to throw your bag of dicks before the bag of dicks gets thrown at you. They just can handle it. Whereas like a millennial, they see one dick and they're like, oh my God, a dick! My favorite was when I was explaining the bag of dicks metaphor to somebody, and their response was, a bag of dicks? In my day, that had a different connotation. Is that really a bad thing? And I was just like, lady, I wish I had gone to Woodstock. Alexander. It was Alexander and the Terrible No Good Very Bad Day, which was the children's version of Sophia and the Bag of Dicks Day. Don't go anywhere. There's plenty more where that came from here at the Sophia Chang Show, where Penis Month has just begun, because who doesn't love our favorite little friend? Not little. It's not the size that matters. It is. Size does matter. And since it does, I would so love if you could give 5 stars, show your appreciation. It's free for you to listen, but not free for me to create. So tell your friends all about it. Subscribe, rate, review on Apple, iTunes, every player, Spotify, I'm on everything.